Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining me now on the line from the Automobile Association is Leighton Beard. Leighton, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon to you.
Leighton, I've had the dubious honor of reading traffic today, which is quite new to me. I normally have somebody in that does that. And I must be honest with you, I chose the worst possible day to discuss traffic because it's hectic out there. Talk to us more about car safety, especially now considering that everybody seems to be on the road heading towards family and loved ones as well as cross-border travel.
It is very hectic out there, certainly. And I think, you know, when you've got a situation where you've got people in vehicles and those vehicles aren't of a good, you know, they haven't been maintained properly, you've got a real problem on your hands. And certainly I think at this time of the year, there's definitely going to be a lot more people specifically on the major routes of our country. And because of that, we're going to find that, unfortunately, there are going to be a lot of crashes on those very busy routes.
And tell me, what should people have look, we can't be proactive. We've already got people on the road from a reactive perspective. What can they do if they're going to suffer breakdowns? What is the most important thing they should take into consideration?
Look, I think from the AA's point of view is we would always encourage people to download our app and to keep that app on your phone. If you do have a breakdown, obviously engage that app and make sure that you are located via the app, the AA app, and that means obviously becoming a member. But you know, it's very important that you have a backup in the event that something goes wrong with you or your vehicle, and that's exactly what the AA provides. So it's really critical for us that people have their vehicles in a good condition, that their attitude behind the wheel is good, that they've got a good condition, that's also obviously in a good condition, and that they have a backup in the sense of, you know, if something were to go wrong, who do I call and what do I do? And I think that for us is exactly where we come into play.
So Leighton, slightly off topic, you being with the Automobile Association and responsible for ensuring that the public are kept up to date on what's going on in respect of our roads, road safety and assisting through your membership programs, you must have come across a lot of interesting discussion over the last couple of days with regards to what's happening at our border posts. Now with COVID-19, it's almost a perfect storm. We always expect the surge at the end of the year at our border posts, but what we're seeing at Bite Bridge is quite bizarre. What is your take on that?
Yeah, I think our hearts go out to the people who are obviously stuck at that border post. I don't think it's a situation that anybody wants to be in. You know, we've heard some quite horrible things about, you know, the conditions that people are experiencing up there. You know, it isn't a motoring issue, but I think it's a human issue. And I'll be quite concerned for the well-being of the people who are there. You know, in terms of the COVID regulations, I think that, you know, we understand that those COVID regulations have to be applied. Our hearts go out to the people who are experiencing issues up there.
Yeah, that's a very difficult situation. Leighton, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to chatting to you again in the new year. And, of course, from the Automobile Association of South Africa, thank you for your guys that are out there, especially after hours on public holidays during the rough times, helping the drivers out there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Leighton Beard. He's the spokesperson at the Automobile Association of South Africa.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.